My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 9 years on the floor. It was taller by far than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his pleasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died.
90 years without slumbering, tick, tock, tick, tock, his life seconds numbering, tick, tock, tick, tock, it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died.
In watching the pendulum swing to and fro, many hours he has spent as a boy. And in childhood and manhood the clock seemed to know and to share both his grief and his joy. For it struck 24 when he entered at the door with a blooming and beautiful bride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died.
90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, in life seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died.
9 years without slumbering, tick, tock, tick, tock, his life seconds numbering.